Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West.
Okay, good morning. Here in the concept called the United States of America, you are on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you are in touch with Point West, and my featured guest, as usual, is Dr. Randy Short, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. To get in contact with the show, you have to call 877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. You can view the program if you go to the YouTube channel. Pardon me. Type in the word Talktainment, and then type in Talktainment number 2, then scroll down to the next page and print radio, and then you are there. You can also go to Facebook.com/ Talktainment, and you are there. The best way, though, is to go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and just click on Listen Live, and you are there. Okay, much to get into with Dr. Short. Can you turn up my earphones here? I can't hear myself here. Okay. All righty. Dr. Randy Short. Brother, how do you feel this morning?
I'm okay. Our people are in bad shape.
And why do you say that, Dr. Short?
Well, I mean, it's now even on the mainstream media that other people dying of this COVID-19, and we don't have accurate numbers. But of the inaccurate numbers that they have of people dying, Black people are dying disproportionately nationally. Here in Washington, it's about 60% of the people who have died are Black. I think it's about the same in Maryland. There are no stats for Virginia. People begin to die in Delaware. I know for the New York area, it's about 40% of the people dying are Black. I think it's similar for Jersey. For Detroit, it's over 70%. In the city of Chicago, it's over 70%. In the state of Wisconsin, it's almost half the people that have died are Black. In Mississippi, it's about half. In Louisiana, it's about 70%. And these numbers are expected to grow. And here's the thing that's so disgusting for me. You don't see Oprah Winfrey. You don't see any athletes. You don't see any of these little corn pone pork chop fake preachers. You haven't seen any Black elected official on a congressional or senatorial level. You have a couple of mayors, but where are all these people? So the Boule is on stand down. The Black dictatorship clique that we have that is destroying us is showing their true colors by being silent as people die. I mean, I'm getting calls from people in Cook County and in other counties where the people are dying in the prisons, and it's being covered up. And there's an outbreak in the senior centers in Montgomery County up out of Washington, and people begin to die. And by the way, there is a solution, and the solution that was put forward by many doctors, that was advanced by a few decent black men of God, these being Reverend Stephen Rosen, Reverend Clement Childress, and none other than yours truly, Dr. Randy Short, were able to impress upon President Trump to push the hydroxychloroquine drug as a way to save lives, and it is saving them. However, because it came from Trump, the entire black civil rights, all of the establishment, is poo-pooing saving the lives of black people. They're having a pissing contest when they should be trying to save people's lives. And I guess maybe when we see some Boule people die, all of a sudden they'll want to do something to save lives. But right now I think they're assuming it's just going to be homeless people and prisoners and poor folks and people that work in hospitals and municipal workers like policemen and nurses and bus drivers will die. But, you know, this thing is quite contagious. It's quite dangerous. And you're going to have to come out of your house at some point if you live in one of those Mac mansions out in the suburbs. You know, the little fake bougie Negroes, the ones with 4 and 5 car garages, you know, the ones that, you know, who benefited from all the struggle and suffering, and they won't do a damn thing about the black folks.
Uh-huh.
It's so despicable.
Why are our people dying, Dr. Short, you know, from this? What's going on? Was it created for us to die? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, I'd say both and versus either or. Now, there's a very good chance that all the coronaviruses that are killing in Italy, Spain, Iran, and China, which are different in each country, by the way, go back to Fort Detrick, Maryland. It's the United States Army military research and of infectious diseases. It's a long name, but it's Fort Detrick, just save the time. Those people make biological weapons and all, and they have been making weapons. It's a very good book called Plague Wars. I'm waiting for my new copy, Plague Wars. Fort Detrick, they pioneered making biological weapons to kill black people going back to the 1970s. This is a fact. So the anthrax that kill people at my post office, it's exactly a half mile from where I'm sitting. It killed 2 people who worked with my cousin's dad. And by the way, my business partner was there. So I had folks who survived the anthrax, and my mother was exposed to anthrax at Howard. They don't tell anybody, but when the anthrax attack happened back on 9/11,
yes,
they attacked Howard University, and they attacked the post office. It's called the Brentwood Post Office. That's my post office, and Howard University is my school. And they attacked the administration building where my mother worked, and they attacked the law school. By the way, what people need to know is that the beginning of the anti-Vietnam War movement in the 60s emerged among Howard University liberal arts and law school students. So when they wanted to make sure there wasn't an anti-war movement, they want to scare black people. So you put anthrax at the leading black school in the country, and then you attack a staple of the black working class, a post office. And by the way, at least three people died here. One of them was a woman I grew up with. I don't remember her name, but she used to work in the post office. She died from the complications of the medication that they were forced to take. So Fort Detrick did that. They tried to blame that on Bin Laden. And what most people didn't follow the story, once all the hoopla that the Arab did it and all this stuff, and it came right back to Fort Detrick, Maryland. And most people, I want to remind people, Fort Detrick, Maryland was shut down in August last year because they were improperly disposing of dangerous agents into the atmosphere and the water.
Yeah.
Okay, I sent you that. I mean, so are these people make stuff that can create epidemics and mass kill people, and they're just putting stuff out, setting it out in the trash. This is what they did. Now, with this corona, it's a fact that the Chinese bought this from the United States. And that gentleman who was the Harvard University biological...
Yeah, Lieberman, wasn't it?
Yes, Lieberman. That they and Bill Gates, the little nasty racist man, the Bill and Melinda Gates, whose father was a white supremacist, eugenicist, who wanted black people exterminated, they built the laboratory over in Wuhan.
Right.
And so understand, they made this, and it's alleged that there's some splicing HIV/AIDS. Now, let me just bring that full circle. The man that was supposed to have discovered AIDS, Dr. Gallo,
Robert Gallo, wasn't it?
He got busted because he stole some of the stuff from France, tried to get credit for it. He couldn't get a Nobel Prize off it, but the person that helped him is this guy, Fauci, who wants them to do human experimentation and mass kill black people in Haiti and Africa with bad vaccines by giving them corona.
Wow.
Because they're mad their Africans aren't dying. So there's a long-standing thing. There's a very good book. I think I mentioned it to you. It's called Dr. Mary's Monkey. You can get a cheap copy off of Amazon.com or Abe's Books, and you'll understand if you read that book. It talks about the people learning that when they could get the cancers to go from monkeys to people, there were people who wanted to see black people die. When they learned this technology of being able to take viruses, the SIV, the simian virus, and convert that to human beings, this was during the period where black people were fighting for their rights in America, Africa, and the Caribbean. And in order to punish and diminish us is to use this technology that they learned to kill us. And they learned this initially with the bad polio vaccines, which introduced cancer to the entire American public. They learned that they gave a bad vaccine, but they were able to no longer give bad polio vaccines in America, but they could get these cancers, isolate them, and weaponize them for certain people. And they do have ethnic-specific bioweapons. Oh, yes, they do. Now, understand something. The COVID viruses are those that bother the respiratory system. All right? Now, what do we know? Black people are exposed to what's called suspended lead. Suspended lead is from gasoline that had lead in it. So they no longer put lead in gasoline, but the lead is still in the ground. And that means when it's warm, the lead comes out of the ground and into the air. This contributes to asthma and respiratory problems for black Americans, in addition to the bad air quality in general. And, of course, we suffer from higher rates. In fact, asthma is the leading killer of black children under the age of 13.
Yeah.
So if this attacks people who have respiratory problems and we're predisposed, there's something else that kills us, and that's exposure to roach dander or roach dust. As the roaches break down, we're particularly allergic. I'm such a person to roaches. So black Americans have that problem, and then we have diabetes and hypertension from all the stress of being oppressed
from without and betrayed from our coontards, our negroids, our blacknecks, our scum, our criminals, white collar and no collar. Between them and the races, we've got a real problem. So we've got a high rate of hypertension due to stress. We've got an issue of what we're eating, so diabetes. And, of course, GMO food and all this stuff, the bad and the worst of food is targeted towards us. There's even an instance where research has shown that the people learn that when they would drop atomic bombs, that the nuclear fallout would land on the grass. And so the milk produced by the cows that ate that grass would be specifically targeted to give to black people, which contributed to rates of diabetes. There is an ongoing effort prior to the establishment of the United States for the number of black people to be kept down, long before there was a COVID-19. So if you look at our historic disparities, the lack of hospitals, lack of insurance, air pollution, bad food, bad diet, stress, the lack of access to housing, and so forth, and you bring in this epidemic, man-made, we're sitting ducks. We're dying faster than illegal aliens.
Unbelievable.
And then there's one more piece.
Okay.
We're beset by traitors worthy of death. We have so many traitors. Negro preacher traitors, Democratic and Republican traitors, leftist commie traitors, LGBTQ traitors, pork chop lesbian feminist traitors, drug dealing traitors, backstabbing lying traitors, and just your ordinary, you know, brother, can I spare a dime traitors. And you add that with all the other honorary white folks that hate our guts. And we're in a bad situation.
Sounds like warfare.
It's full spectrum warfare, and there's a way out. But that would require organization, mobilization, and some leadership. And so where is Rollover Martin? Where is, what's it, Joy Reid at Buffoonus? All these people who have the coons on the Breakfast Club, folks giving molds of their buttocks to people and doing all this cooning and shenanigans. We have people who could get the word out. They won't. We've got 55 people in Congress, and I think we'll have more. At least one of them should have at least said, hey, let's try this drug, hydroxychloroquine. There are thousands of physicians that say it has merit. You haven't seen, with the exception of the one black politician who nearly died, a Trump hater, but because she got the hydroxychloroquine, she doesn't hate Trump anymore. She got taken off the ventilator. Now she's saying it works.
You know her name?
She's out of Michigan.
Okay.
Go to my Facebook page. Let me pull her name up.
Okay. And while you're doing that, let me do this. Talktainment Radio is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. It's called All in Our Family with S. Yolanda Robinson as host. It's a fun show, various people that she interviews, various topics are discussed, things that are pertinent to our family as black people. So check it out. It's exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for all the scheduled times for all the shows that we do here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host here on Point West, and our featured guest, as usual, dropping science, is Dr. Randy Short, just blasting all over the place. And we do take phone calls. In fact, have one going on now. All you have to do is call 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, and I will answer your Gmail. Let's see here. Dr. Short, we have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Dr. Randy Short. What is your call?
How you doing today, Mr. Bobby?
Good, sir.
Thank you. How you doing, Dr. Short?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
Well, that's not me. How you doing, Dr. Short?
But I'm good.
Yeah. Thanks for the information you've been putting out there. Look, we're talking about Fauci.
Please share it, because they just put me on lockdown on Facebook. They got mad at what I was putting out on Black folk dying. So I'm
again?
Out for a while. Yeah.
That's okay, Dr. Short. They're going to keep on doing that, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you have to understand that Zuckerberg and Bill Gates are friends. They want us to die. So the Black people that tell the truth are silent. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you speak. Black folk are going to have to stop being so lazy and feeble-minded and stupid. If you see someone telling the truth or standing up, help pass the word around, because there's no guarantee you're going to get to hear it a second time. We take everything for granted. We even take slavery for granted. I mean, maybe they'll go from slavery to genocide, but you know, they don't think that far, right? Go ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, Dr. Short. And what I was going to say was, you got Black people listening to this little snake devil called Fauci. And I'm sitting there saying, how can you believe anything Fauci said? This guy is on the board of directors of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Big time. What is it? U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney? She was even talking last week about Fauci. So we got to understand
Fauci's a monster. Fauci hates Black people's guts. But, you know, when you say Bill Gates, and this is another stupid thing I despise about Black people, anybody with money is seen as a saint and a savior. And in fact, if Hitler had a Bentley, he'd be cool. Okay? if the Klansmen, you know, wore Versace suits instead of sheets, we'd look up to him. In fact, I said, you know what? Black folks wouldn't mind being taken to a concentration camp, provided the vehicles that took them had white ball tires. Everything is materialistic, and it's vulgar, and we're despicable. Money is not more important than people. And when we start running around making heroes and gods out of people that are rich without recognizing that the foundation and the source of wealth in this country is Black genocide, and you're running after the person that's gotten the proceeds, I mean, talk about stupid. If you wonder why people doubt Black people being intellectually equal to them, it's when we just go along to get along with stuff that's hanging us from trees.
Well, one more thing. That drug has been on the books since 1955. So for them, the media to be pointing that loud that the drug is not proven, that's one of the biggest con jobs I've ever seen in my life. Africans use it. Other countries have used it. So don't run this con job.
And there you have it. The Africans have been using hydroxychloroquine for years. Look at where the coronavirus is making practically no impact, where people have been taking the hydroxychloroquine because it can function as a prophylaxis against even getting the coronavirus.
Yeah, thanks for those words, Dr. Short. Keep putting out the word. I'll keep on putting out your watch party, because if they block you, you know, they try to keep you from getting information out, but we'll get it out there somehow. Thank you, Dr. Short.
Bless you, my brother.
All right, now.
All right, thank you, my brother. All right, Dr. Short, you got that lady's name there?
Yeah. Hold on, let me pull her name up. Her name is State Representative Karen Whitsett, Whitsett. She's from Michigan.
Karen?
I know she.
Yeah.
She's right. A Democrat. And now she's on it. Now, Trump, I need to repeat this. My friend, Pastor Stephen Broden, who's with the group called Physicians for Reform, tried to get a whole bunch of black Republicans to support him in trying to get word to President Trump that there was a way to prevent black people who had the health issues that would make them most likely to die from coronavirus. Tried to get people to write and side with him to write a letter to the president, and he only could find two people, me and Reverend Childress up in New Jersey. And that letter reached Trump. And Trump, who is far from perfect, we see he's got problems, but the man didn't want black folks to die. And it's true, he had a little bit of money invested in the company. It's true, but he doesn't have as much money invested in this as Bill Gates them have in these vaccines that will kill. And the difference is Trump has put some smart money on this hydroxychloroquine because it works, and it's been working for 65 years.
Wow.
So 65 years, and it's interesting. What they're not saying is that there are thousands and thousands of people in New York that are taking the hydroxychloroquine. That little jackass governor, Cuomo, who's a racist, hasn't put out the number of the blacks dying in New York. And all the while he's mouthing off at Trump. I don't know if I sent you the picture where he had the little nipple rings. He has little pins in his nipples.
Wow.
The same man.
Hold that thought right there, Dr. Short. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your phone or to your cell phone or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to get into more of this hydroxychloroquine and more coming up next here on Point West. It's on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lincoln Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lincoln today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill. Will.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Right, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host here on Point West, here exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We have Dr. Randy Short on our featured guest, and he's getting ready to drop some science, the bomb, the information that you need to know. And I'm trying to get the correct pronunciation of this, but you need to know this about hydroxychloroquine, the stuff that the media is not telling you that you need to know about that. By the way, you can call in at 877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Dr. Short, do your thing. Give us that information that we need to know.
Now, I want anybody that, in particular, if you can get a group, if you know doctors, if you know a pastor, we've got to get this hydroxychloroquine. The United States has stockpiled at over 25 million doses. If we have just 300,000 people sick or 400,000, they've got more than enough to dose all the vulnerable people. They could knock this thing out in a week. Everybody, in fact, they can make it. It's not a drug made in China. It's a drug that can be made and is made in the United States, although mainly made in India. It can be made, and they won't be putting, you know, bat doo-doo in your medication. I mean, maybe they like bat doo-doo. Maybe that's a condiment in China. Okay, but I don't want no rat doo-doo or bat doo-doo in anything that I'm eating.
Yeah, they eat that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when they eat the raw mice and raw rats, yes, they do, the doo-doo is inside of them because you didn't clean it out. You know, you clean the chicken out, you clean the fish out. The Chinese eat the thing whole. In fact, there were some people up in Mongolia that got bubonic plague from eating mice or rats.
Wait a minute, Dr. Chair. You're not trying to say that the Chinese are...
They eat... Literally, they consider the meat fresh.
Wait a minute. You mean with when the excrement is in there, they consider it fresh?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, the only thing I can compare that to, and even that's cooked, is the way we black folk like crabs. You know, the crab doodle is good, and it's easy.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, well, you know, we the yellow stuff, yes, oh, you've had some, you have. Okay, so you've eaten some crab poop, but it's cooked. But these people, you'll find it. Go up on YouTube. You'll see pictures of Chinese folks eating mice, dip them in soy sauce.
I've seen that, but I didn't know they was full of you know what.
If it's alive, you're full of it right now. You've probably got a few pounds if you haven't taken the enema.
Hey!
And your chitlins, just like you got to clean the pee.
Oh, now see, now you done hurt some black people right there.
You've got to clean chitlins well, or you'll have some poop in there.
Yeah,
that's what goes through your intestines and bowel movement.
Okay, you made it clear. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say to you, that when they eat the little mouse and rat chitlins, they don't get to do well. And I guess, and maybe that's good to them, you know. I mean, it can't be good to me.
No wonder people are full of it. Wow. All right.
So, our people need to wake up. What people need to do, this hydroxychloroquine, it's saving lives. If you start looking, now that the president has refused to back down, because you have to understand that Fauci works for Bill and Melinda Gates. Their plan is to force everybody to get vaccinated. These vaccinations are dangerous and they kill. These people think that there are too many people on the earth. They think that there needs to be 7 billion people need to die. What better way to kill us than to say, hey, look, you got to take this. If you want a job, you want a driver's license, you want to go to college, you want to vote, you want to get your paycheck, you've got to take the vaccination. And that's a way to kill off people, in particular the people they want to kill off are black people. In fact, they're going to have black folks screaming for vaccinations. Watch. You're going to get idiots like Maxine Waters and Representative Al Green. I'm saying this now. The same coons who haven't said a damn peep regarding the survival of black people are going to be bugging. Hold one second. I got to take this.
All right. Wow. That is some deep information right there that we need to know about, hydroxychloroquine. Anybody that I'm trying to, Dr. Short goes to talk about this, anybody that has Google can Google up hydroxychloroquine and give that information on there. Go ahead, Dr. Short.
And that was just a call from Reverend William Owens, who is the head of the Coalition of African American Pastors. That's 7,000 black ministers that he works with.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as this is done, I got to call him and tell him.
I was going to say, have him call in. Yeah, okay. Mm.
Well, no, I'll let him know. But just, we've got to get this medication out before our people to save folks, in particular. They're dying in the prisons here, up here and in Chicago, Cook County Jail. The people are sick. The guards are sick. In Mississippi, the guards are sick. We could lose 1 million black men and women behind bars if this thing spreads fast enough. And this happened on our watch. And by the way, I especially despise all the rapper hip-hop people who promoted the drug culture and the gangster culture. Now this thing is up. Where the hell is Jay-Z? Chump, sea turtle looking Negro. I mean, he does look like something out of SeaWorld with clothes on. I mean, where are these people? And this is a point where it should have been all hands on deck to save us. But what I want to say to everybody listening, they can take my email. There's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Thomas James. They're trying to get people organized. If you know a doctor, that can write up a prescription, get it. What people need to understand is that this hydroxychloroquine, in as much as you could get like a 2-year supply for less than $45, that's worth it. Imagine spending any time in the hospital. They're going to send you a bill. It's not like it's on the house. Unless you got that Obamacare like I do. And then they may not give me a ventilator. Ooh, you're not a platinum. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But people can take my email. You can just repeat it. It's wrandyshort@gmail.com. wrandyshort@gmail.com. And I will get an email so they can be in touch with Dr. Dr. James. He's a radiologist, but he works with the physicians. There's several thousand of them that know that the vaccines are unsafe. Not that all vaccines are unsafe, but if you rush one and basically you can't sue because they have the rule you can only get $250,000 if you are damaged by a vaccine. And if it costs $10 million worth of damage, you know, you're going to get pennies on the dollar. We already have hundreds of thousands of young black boys destroyed with autism because of vaccinations. So imagine what they'll do to us. It would be better for us to take a pill. It has some side effects. They emphasize side effects. The drug's been around 65 years. Now all of a sudden they're going to tell you that there's a side effect or two. If you take it in a low dosage, there shouldn't be any problem. It is a tough drug, but what would you rather do, beat this thing or have this thing beat you to death?
Well, where did this information come from that that it hadn't been tested by the FDA? Or
Hold it. First of all, that's a structured lie, one. And there's another piece to it. Let's just do it. To show you that white lives matter. One white man who's not prescribed, didn't see a doctor, had some of this hydroxychloroquine in his house, and he overdosed on it and died. And they decided to say the drug's unsafe. That's like saying morphine's unsafe if I overdose on it. You can overdose on aspirin, right, if I take too many.
Yeah.
I can overdose on that, right?
Okay.
They didn't do that so to scare people. Of course, a white man dies. You know it's bad, right? We got to save the white males. So that's one story without them explaining that this man should not have dosed himself, and he overdosed that he did. And then two, they had FDA approval. But you have to understand something. The same people who are screaming that that drug doesn't have FDA approval are the same people. Bill Gates owns a significant part of it. It's called Depo-Provera, the injectable birth control that causes breast cancer, uterine cancer, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, birth defects, osteoporosis. It's never had FDA approval, and it is the number one birth control used on black women globally, promoted by Bill Gates, Fauci, and others. And they know it kills our women. It's never had FDA approval. Never. And by the way, Obama, who y'all love, made that the number one drug the United States sent to Africa. As well, Depo-Provera destroys a woman's inner vagina's immunity, so they'll get VD and AIDS. Obama did that to y'all, and Hillary, and Susan Rice. I have no respect for them, and I don't respect black people who refuse to wake up and see things for what they are. Now, having said that, the FDA, here's the other thing. Under Bush, George Bush changed the rules. I'm talking about W, the retarded one, the second one.
Okay, 43, yeah.
If you have a drug and it's already got FDA approval, and they find it treats another thing. Say you're trying to make a heart attack drug or a hypertension drug, and they find out it helps people with their vision. All you have to do is change the packaging and the name, and they'll expedite and put it back on the market. They did that with Rogaine. Rogaine was supposed to be for heart attacks, but they found out it helped your hair grow back, so you got to get this hair drug. Are you understanding me? This has been in place for the better part of 20 years, that if you have a drug and they find out it treats something else, you don't have to go through all the rigmarole to get approval for that drug to be brought back out. That's why Cymbalta, the bad drug my father took before he died, was for one thing, and then they found, hey, this may help people with problems on their brain. So they changed the name of the drug and put it back out, although it's a no-good drug. So they know this, but the public is so ill-informed, and the public is so lazy and stupid. I'm going to keep saying it. Lazy and stupid, they don't think. In fact, they've dumbed the society down so they could do this. And by the way, so folks will get defensive when you call them lazy, dumb, and stupid, but you've been conditioned to be lazy, dumb, and stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you've been conditioned to hate anybody that would tell you that you're lazy, dumb, and stupid, because everything is feelings, nothing more than feelings, and we can't get out of how we feel, because feelings are not facts, and especially black folks. So we have all these feelings about Trump. So when he talks about this hydroxychloroquine, we hate it without even looking it up.
That is true. But wait a minute, Dr. Short. Wait a minute now. But now, what about all these lies that he has told, that they have documented that he has told, and then he comes out and says this about hydroxychloroquine? I mean, come on, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be something there that would make people have doubt.
How many lies has Al Sharpton told? How many lies has the average black preacher taught? How many lies have most of these black leaders and the Boule and the Democratic Party told us?
Mm-hmm.
And we believe every single solitary thing that they say. Right? So here's my point. I didn't say believe in him. I didn't say get naked in the hot tub with Trump. I said, listen to what the guy said. Check for yourself.
Okay.
Think for yourself. You know, if people did their thinking like they wiped their behind, most folks would have drawers with enough poop stains in it to paint the Rockies black.
Mm, that's a heavy statement. Mm. Whoa.
Think for yourself. Look this thing up. Put in hydroxychloroquine. And look and see that the physicians are saying it works on extreme cases of pneumonia. Well, isn't there saying, they're saying it's that's what the ventilation is for, and it does all this? Well, isn't that exactly what's messing people up? So you mean I need the FDA approval when the doctors at all have been using this successfully? This is a national emergency. You mean the FDA can't say, hey, look, we're going to go ahead and do this because we don't want to see 2 million Americans die? Or are they going to start, you know, dragging their feet, playing some bureaucratic BS game like they do with black people's rights and reparations and grand juries when the cops murder one of our children in real time on everybody's camera phone? We know the difference. They know who's going to die. And that's why it took people complaining. Well, what's the racial breakdown? Notice they didn't just come forward with that. People had to start saying, how many black people going?
Yeah, that's true.
And only after people, okay, all right, Mr. and Mrs. Nigger, since you want to know, y'all are dying in greater numbers, but we don't want you to get an affordable medication that's been working for over a half century because the FDA hasn't approved it, although it's used all over the world. And by the way, it's been used to fight the coronavirus all over the world already, but they're not putting that out in the media. And of course, we're the most educated people in the world. Believe it or not, black folk have about 3 or 4 million degrees. But you wouldn't know it from the stupidity of how we respond to a crisis.
Did you say hydroxychloroquine has been fighting the coronavirus all over the world?
The Indian government just told Trump, you can't come and get all of ours because we're going to use it to save our people. It's being used in other countries without a whole bunch, because basically over there you criticize the president when he's right or wrong, you may end up dead. So they're going to move it and save themselves. Over here, it's interesting, for all the times that black people suck up everything, like vacuum cleaners, and the only person in the world that they just can't take anything off of ever is Trump. To me, they should be hating Bill Gates and Zuckerberg, and they should be hating Mnuchin. There's a whole bunch of folks, if we're going to get off the Martin Luther King page, if we're going to get into hatred, Let's hate the banks that credit redline us. Let's hate the stores that poison us and the city governments that credit redline and segregate us. Let's hate everybody that mistreats us and not just be mad at one person. Being pissed at Trump isn't sufficient. So take what's good and what's bad, take a dump on. I'm with that. But don't throw something out. Folks, in fact, the media, what the leftist media has done, is they would never tell you that Trump got a letter from three black constituents. He looked into it and said, I'll stand up and I will fight white billionaires in the white establishment because this drug should be used to save lives in America because it may make him look, that would make him look okay, right? It would make him look like he's not all bad. And he isn't. He's half bad. But you know what? If you anybody on this call that had a drunk daddy when he wasn't high, or a druggy daddy, or a partially abusive parent, they weren't all bad. It take the good that you can get until you can get better. And until we have our own institutions, until we're mobilized, organized, and united, not everybody, but those of us that want to move forward, we're gonna have to deal with half full glasses and half a loaf until we not just have the bread, but a bread factory in the field that you grow the wheat and the barley and the rye in. But we haven't taken those steps. And we have to stop being fake and phony and recognize that all of our energies have been devoted to building up everybody else, and we've neglected our own needs. And that's how you end up having to be a beggar. What you want, you put your money on, and what you need, you expect your enemies to subsidize.
But doesn't this play into the hands of the cabal, Dr. Short, who run it? Why do you say no?
I say no because Trump is being attacked by the cabal. And so that should tell you they don't completely like him. So it says.
But how do we know that that's true, though? I mean, because they play all sides now. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. What you just said is illogical. They just tried to impeach dude, and they wanted him. They would have had him if they had a few more votes.
Wait a minute. I don't think that's illogical because they try to. Okay, well, I don't because they want.
They've been hounding this man ever since he's been in, worse than any president ever.
Have you ever heard of things may not appear to be as they look like?
Yeah, well, you know what? But that's ghetto logic. And I'm talking about.
No, that's ghetto logic. They want that controversy there.
No, they don't. They don't want him there. He wasn't supposed to win. And if folks don't get that, he's a fluke winner. They want him out. They wanted Hillary. They've done everything. There have been assassination attempts on him that haven't even been reported in the news.
Okay.
It's not going to be because you might say these people don't like him. And they don't.
Mm.
They hate him. And yes, he's bigoted. He's white. He's old. But he's not like Meghan Markle is of royal blood. But they didn't want her in the house. She's more legitimate to British royalty than that ugly, albinized-looking queen and her little no-good son who had his wife killed because she got some black meat in as much as Jeff Ben's wife.
Okay.
I mean, so Meghan Markle is more British royal.
Okay, wait a minute.
Even the trifling dude that she married.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to break off the first now. Wait a minute, Dr. Short. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio should the way it should be heard. You have just heard the first hour of Point West with featuring Dr. Randy Short. We're getting ready to turn it over to the second hour, so make sure you stay tuned and make sure you call the number at 877-932-9766 so we can keep this ball rolling, or you can Gmail me at 7mrbobby@gmail.com. Stay tuned for the second hour of Point West.
got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.